pushing for passage. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News. President Biden urging the Senate to sign off on legislation that would avert a rail strike next week.
After a bipartisan majority in the House approved a resolution imposing a tentative labor agreement between rail companies and unions, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre is pressing the Senate to do the same quickly.
A rail shutdown would have a grinding effect on our economy.
The measure preventing a strike likely will need at least 60 votes to advance in the Senate. Lawmakers from both parties are expressing concerns over congressional intervention.
Our team is going to continue to work on that to make sure that we avert this.
The House did pass a separate measure giving rail workers 7 additional days of paid sick leave. That has been a key sticking point in labor talks. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The federal government steps in to address the water crisis in Jackson, Mississippi, after residents were forced to boil water to make it safe to drink for weeks earlier this year.
The Justice Department filing a complaint on behalf of the Environmental Protection Agency against the city, alleging it failed to comply with the Safe Drinking Water Act. Jackson's water system nearly collapsing over the summer from infrastructure issues and flooding.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin, she was part of one of the seminal groups of the 1970s. Christine McVie, the Fleetwood Mac singer, songwriter, and keyboardist, has died. Her death was announced earlier today on the group's social media page. No cause of death other details were released, but a family member said McVie died after a brief illness at a hospital this morning. She was 79. A judge has declared a mistrial in the rape trial of That 70s Show actor Danny Masterson. Masterson is charged with the rape of 3 women, including a former girlfriend, between 2001 and 2003. America is listening. Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new poll finds President Biden's post-midterm approval rating is up.
President Biden's approval rating showing progress, but it remains near the lowest levels of his presidency. The Reuters Ipsos poll has the president's rating rising from 37% to 40%, getting a boost by increased support within the Democratic Party. His support among Republicans sits at 9%, where it was when the poll was done back in November. Support among Democrats rose from 73% to 78%. The poll comes as Republicans won enough seats to flip the House of Representatives, though Democrats were able to hold on to the Senate, making it one of the best midterm performances by a party holding the presidency in several election cycles. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
A former leader of China has died.
Jiang Zemin will be remembered for 2 things: blowing up China's economy and clamping down on domestic dissent. He reformed financial markets, took China into the World Trade Organization, and oversaw the return of Hong Kong from the British. The shining skyscrapers of Shanghai were built on President Jiang's foundations. At the same time, his administration jailed human rights and democracy activists, vowing never again to let authority face such opposition. Jiang was 96. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Matthew McConaughey, Mila Kunis, Jennifer Hudson, and Abbott Elementary creator and star Quinta Brunson have been named People Magazine's 2022 People of the Year. The magazine unveiled its annual list today, with editor-in-chief Wendy Nogel explaining this year's honorees were selected because of their efforts to help others. McConaughey was chosen for his advocacy efforts after the Uvalde school shooting rocked his hometown. Kunis was lauded for her fundraising, which people said had topped $37 million for Ukraine, where she was born. Hudson and Brunson were honored for their on-screen work. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.